You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, July 15th. I'm Mary Childs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the market this morning. Our first number is 0.0118%. That's how much the price of Bitcoin fell after President Donald Trump criticized the cryptocurrency on Twitter. The president tweeted, quote, "Not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies which are not money and whose value is highly volatile and based on thin air," close quote. He said the dollar is, quote, "dependable and reliable." Facebook, which plans to launch a cryptocurrency called Libra in the first half of 2020, was also called out. The tech company will need a banking charter if it wants to provide banking services, the president said. The next number up is $5 billion. That's the amount of revenue Amazon could generate starting today in its annual Prime Day sale, according to JP Morgan. If the company reaches that dollar figure, it would be a big increase from last year's Prime Day when the company brought in $3.2 billion. Part of the reason for the anticipated growth is that the sale will last longer. This year, it will be 48 hours, up from 36 hours in 2018. Investors are still enthusiastic about the company. The stock is up 30% so far this year and climbed 0.5% on Friday. Our last number is $4.6 billion. That's how much Carlyle Group managed to raise for two new funds focused on credit and infrastructure. Carlyle finished gathering money for a $2.4 billion fund devoted to credit opportunities and a $2.2 billion vehicle for infrastructure projects around the world. For the credit fund, the private equity firm managed to raise more than its original target of $2 billion set in 2017. The new funds reflect where clients are most excited: infrastructure and middle market credit, which is lending money to smaller companies that lack access to the broadly syndicated debt markets. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, July 15th. I'm Mary Childs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.